You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonçalves. This is SBS On The Money for this Wednesday, the 20th of January 2021. It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Ahead, consumer confidence remains above pre-pandemic levels, but what happens when JobKeeper ends along with mortgage repayment holidays? But first, let's go to the jobs of the future. And the National Skills Commission says over 2020, labourers recorded the strongest growth of all major occupational groups, with the biggest increase in job advertisements in that industry for farm, forestry and garden workers, up 118%. But where will the jobs be over the next 5 years? Well, the team at Ibis World has its top five, and I spoke earlier with its senior industry analyst, Liam Harrison. Liam, of the five key industries which you've highlighted, which is the most likely to see the biggest demand in jobs?
The industry that's most likely to see a demand in job growth is going to be the salt, lithium and other mining industry. The principal reason for this is because there's expected to be a surge in demand for lithium as a result of increasing demand for electric vehicles over the next 5 years. One of the weaknesses of electric vehicles is that they take a long time to charge. However, new lithium-ion battery technology is slowly reducing this charging time, and the expectation is over the next 5 years that much of this weakness will be eroded.
Okay, that's one of them. Can you briefly run through the other four key industries and why there'll be a demand for work?
So other industries which are expected to grow quite strongly include digital advertising agencies. Now, digital advertising agencies have already seen some increased growth as part of the COVID-19 outbreak, with a lot of businesses being forced online. And over the next 5 years, although there's expected to be a small dip as the pandemic fades, there's expected to be a return back. Businesses are going to be expected to really push for more digital marketing as opposed to traditional marketing. And as such, a lot more jobs are going to be required. Businesses are also more moving towards these digital marketing agencies as digital marketing is becoming more and more complex over time. So it's becoming more difficult, particularly for small and medium businesses, to have their own marketing teams. Other industries which might see increased growth in jobs include organic farming. And this is principally due to increased awareness of general farming techniques and people becoming concerned with the use of chemicals such as pesticides used on their food and concerns about what that could mean for their health. Industries such as online food ordering and delivery platforms have done exceedingly well during COVID-19, and this trend is expected to continue over the next 5 years. One of the key aspects for online food delivery has been that consumers have often been either very infrequent users or simply hesitant to use these systems. And over the period of lockdown, particularly in Victoria, where people haven't really been able to go out, they've become more comfortable with using these services, and therefore the expectation is that over time they'll become more frequent users of these services. Performing arts venues are expected to do relatively well, and this is due to a lot of performing arts venues taking on new ideas and becoming more hybrid models. And this is concepts such as not simply having a physical presence, but also having a virtual presence with ideas such as live streaming events rather than simply just having a physical presence. And these kind of ideas allow people to then expose their performances to much wider audiences and bring in a lot more viewership than they would if they simply were on stage.
Now, of those five industries, are there any common themes?
The common theme that really connects these industries is use of technology. So the changing technology over the next 5 years and how we use it is expected to be a key factor for growth in most industries, but these five industries in particular are expected to be key beneficiaries of either leveraging new industries or people becoming more comfortable with the use of technology over the period.
Liam Harrison there from IBIS World. And of course, speaking of jobs, we'll get the next set of official unemployment data tomorrow from the Bureau of Statistics. To the Australian share market now, and Australian investors are looking to the US as Joe Biden prepares for his inauguration later tonight. Ahead of that, though, the S&P ASX 200 hit a near 11-month high at 6,770 points, up 0.4%. BHP added 0.9%, Woodside up 1.8%. Ansell, the rubber products maker, increasing 3.6% on a profit upgrade, and Afterpay hit yet another record. For more on the day's market action, include what to expect out of the US and a Biden presidency, I spoke earlier with Niv Dagan. He is from Peak Asset Management. Niv, US President Donald Trump ends his reign later tonight. The S&P 500, though, up 67% during this time. Was it all because of him?
Oh, I don't think it's all because of him, Ricardo. I mean, interest rates are at record lows. We've seen quantitative easing, over $500 billion in bond purchases, and a $2 trillion stimulus package has been recently voted in. So we think it's really a factor of three of those.
How do you think a Biden presidency will impact the markets both globally and locally?
Yeah, it's a good question. We think Biden's all about the green energy and eliminating basically zero emissions, lithium, electrical vehicle revolution, hydrogen, clean electricity. It's all about virtual power plants and it's all about the circular economy.
All right, the Australian share market up today. Why?
Look, we've seen a number of sectors in the news. Essentially, we've seen technology has been a big run. We've seen Afterpay up over 5%, ELO up 5.2%, and also Woodside Energy and Santos up strongly. So it's a mixture of technology and oil and gas at the moment driving the market.
Okay, speaking of resources, BHP released its production report today. What did it have to say, especially about iron ore?
Yeah, look, they released their, they lifted the iron ore production between 245 million to 250 million tonnes on confident Chinese demand. And we have seen the recent cyclone in WA is also pushing prices higher.
You also touched earlier on Afterpay and there's no stopping its rise. What's your take on the buy now, pay later sector and is there still any upside?
Yeah, look, another really good question. I mean, we've seen Afterpay at $140 per share. Recently triggered was Affirm, the major competitor in the US, which over doubled on the NASDAQ. So valuation has been lifted overall and it seems like the buy now, pay later space is here to stay.
And just finally, where do you see value in the market right now and is there anything you're following?
Yeah, look, it's all about the green revolution. We're really focusing on the hydrogen sector. We recently backed a company called Countrywide Renewable Hydrogen that have a partnership with Woodside Energy. So we're very, very focused on ESG, ethical investments and the circular economy.
Niv Dagan there from Peak Asset Management. Finally, to consumer confidence, which according to Westpac fell a bit in January, but is still at a level where optimists outnumber pessimists. For more, I spoke earlier with Westpac Chief Economist Bill Evans. Bill, how would you describe consumer sentiment at the moment and what does it say about the economy?
Ricardo, consumer confidence is very healthy at the moment. Even though we had a 4.5% fall, last month it was at a 10-year high. You know, it's at 107, which means that we've got a big majority of optimists over pessimists. It's up 14.6% on a year ago. And clearly the support from the government and the low interest rates have been maintaining this strong confidence.
But why the decline in January then?
Oh, look, it was definitely disruptions from the COVID setbacks that we had, border closures, the emergence of clusters. I think respondents were also quite unnerved by the shocking news that we're seeing overseas with regard to the spread of the virus, particularly in the US and the UK. So it was always expected that the number would be down today. I have to say, I think it's a pretty good result. The other issue is statistical. Last month it was at a 10-year high. It had risen by 40% between August and December. It's only fallen 4.5%. I would say that's a very good result.
Bill, what do you think it'll take to see consumer confidence remain in positive territory, especially as we start to see government stimulus like JobKeeper wound back in the next few months and bank repayment holidays come to an end?
Well, you're right, but it's going to be about jobs, it'll be about interest rates, and it'll be about stimulus from the government. Because whilst we've seen very, very surprisingly good response on the jobs front, there's still a number of sectors such as accommodation, the arts, manufacturing, recreation that are really lagging behind. On the other hand, we're seeing booms in jobs from the government, retail and finance. So the government needs to be aware of that, because we will run out of this job momentum, and that's why it's very important that we maintain strong government stimulus. The Reserve Bank keeps those rates down and lets house prices continue to rise, because they're also going to be important for boosting the economy.
Bill Evans there, Chief Economist of Westpac. Tomorrow in Focus, a jobs data. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. See you then.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.